from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Seth, I'll answer your question you asked me off the air 30 seconds ago right now, because I think it is of interest to our audience. We'll get to the latest on the Deshaun Watson situation in just a second. God, it feels weird to say that again, that there's a Deshaun Watson situation.
Yeah.
I know. We won't beat it to death, but I think there's been a little bit of chatter around Deshaun yesterday. The spread on the game this Sunday at NRG Stadium, Sunday Night Football, 7:15 kick. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. 4:15, you know, Texans countdown. Spread has moved from 6.5 to 7. So the money's, yeah, like last week, money is coming in on the Texans right
now. I think at the very least, and I'm honestly surprised that it hasn't moved a little bit more. Now, it was already a healthy spread, but just going back and watching the Bears in week one, look, it's easy to try to pile on Caleb Williams. He's a rookie. I do think for a guy that claimed on Hard Knocks that he's never nervous, never gets nervous, he looked a little bit nervous. Yeah, I mean, he was airmailing some footballs. It wasn't. He looked like a nervous rookie in some respects, or maybe amped up. His heart rate was definitely not. It didn't look like calm, cool, and collected Tom Brady in his prime or anything.
No.
But he also is dealing with an interior offensive line that was atrocious in that game versus the Titans.
Ooh,
now, maybe,
I like that.
Maybe the Titans are just hell on wheels, and the Astros are going to have to deal with it too, but they were bad. I mean, there's a lot of things about that offense. Sean, talk about a rookie quarterback who spent his career out of shotgun almost exclusively, and what's it going to be like transitioning to the NFL? C.J. Stroud did a good job playing under center. They were barely under center at all, and when they were under center, when Caleb Williams was under center, the offense was just pathetic. Caleb Williams was 1 for 4, and I think the pass, it might have been that one that was like a near interception that ricocheted off, and then the receiver caught the ball and then lost it again.
Oh, jeez. That was one
of his comedy of errors.
Jeez.
It was so, because I'm watching, I watched the first time through to try to get a feel for everything, and I'm like, are they really just sitting this rookie back in the gun and not really utilizing much of an RPO game or anything, and they're just expecting him to carve up a defense?
Wow.
Like a Titans defense that I think could be a respectable defense this year. That's what they're doing. They're just, the biggest thing I worry about in this game is that the Bears offer Bobby Slowick next year's head coaching job at halftime.
It's funny.
And it's a distraction to Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
It was really bad by the Bears offense. Not just Caleb Williams, but the whole shebang was bad.
Neither of us picked Eberflus in our first coach fired.
That was dumb.
Death pool. Yeah. We, for those who missed it, Seth and I did our annual head coach death pool last week, where we each pick, four head coaches, with the goal being to try to get within our four, have the first one who gets fired during the season. Seth picked Nick Sirianni, Brian Daboll, Robert Saleh, Sean McDermott. I think all good picks. I picked Todd Bowles, Kevin Stefanski, Dennis Allen, and Antonio Pierce. I feel okay about my four. If Caleb Williams, if we get to like the midway point of the season, and more importantly, the Bears are losing football games, and Caleb Williams looks like he's going nowhere, there may be just sort of a sacrificial lamb kind of thing. I don't know. Like I don't know if I'm feeling Eberflus long term for the Chicago Bears.
I think if you've got a defensive minded head coach and your rookie quarterback doesn't live up to expectations, then yeah, that's a, it's almost a guaranteed that you're going to get out. And the owners have kind of started pumping the brakes a little bit on being super aggressive in their coaching searches.
Yep.
That was a, it's kind of a, it's not even like a dastardly plan or anything. I think the owners collectively feel like, look, if we're going to, for one, the things are getting a little out of hand with how much dead money you're being paid to coaches here and there, but also want to be sure we're genuinely giving candidates a chance so in, to go through the interview process.
Yeah.
I could see the Bears saying just, all right, CJ Stroud did things absurdly well by rookie standards. Let's just go ahead and pluck away the offensive coordinator that was there.
Yeah.
And I'm joking about them offering him the job at halftime, but definitely thinking hard about Slowick being the guy. If the Texans perform well versus the Bears, and if Caleb Williams, and I'll say it, it's not just Caleb Williams, it's the offense in its entirety. You got to help your rookie quarterback out, and I don't think they did it by the run game. They didn't do it by play calling. They didn't do it by formation and all of those things. And who knows if Caleb Williams is going to be good this season or ever, but they got a, they, it wasn't a good start for
them. Sometimes, man, sometimes it's the deals you don't make. The Texans were reportedly in on Keenan Allen before the Stephon Diggs trade got made. You know, they remember the Bears, the Chargers chose to send Keenan Allen to the Bears for a fourth round pick. And I forget what the reports were, but the Texans were in on Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen banged up again, reportedly overweight coming into the season. If they make the Keenan Allen trade, the Stephon Diggs trade probably never happens, right? I mean, because then you've got Collins, Dell, and Keenan Allen. There's no reason to go trade a two to go get Stephon Diggs. Diggs looks like Diggs, you know?
I think a lot of the stuff that they were doing in that game where they were trying to help Caleb Williams out, it looked a little bit like they were trying to force the ball to Keenan Allen on some of the shorter stuff.
Yeah.
But Keenan Allen doesn't, he doesn't have the same bag that he used to when
pop,
it comes to
man.
Just getting quick or getting separation quickly and immediately.
Yep.
So, yeah, that might have worked out really well. Yeah. I don't know. Six of one, half dozen of the other. After the Thursday night game last week, I was kind of thinking like, oh boy, wow, Saquon Barkley could have been pretty damn scary. But then Joe Mixon comes in and he's not the same guy Saquon Barkley is, but there are some things Mixon does better than Barkley. Barkley, by far, more explosive and everything, but in terms of just grinding yardage out routinely, Mixon's a consistent back than Saquon Barkley.
That's a good way to look at it, Seth. I think if you look at Barkley and Mixon in week one, they both had A-plus games playing their style of game, right? That was an A-plus Saquon Barkley game. Caught the ball out of the backfield for a touchdown, over 100 yards rushing, got into the end zone. This was an A-plus Mixon game, grinding out yards. Longest run was 13 yards, and he grinded out 160 yards on the ground, scored a touchdown, big carries at the end of game to close out the game. I think what the A-plus version of Mixon provides is what the Texans need more. They have plenty of explosiveness on offense. You know what I mean? Like, they need what Mixon's best game brings more than they need what Saquon's best game brings.
Right. Which isn't, it's not, I'm not sitting here acting like, wow, that version of Saquon Barkley wouldn't really work on the
Texans. Oh, I'd love to have it.
Yeah, it's not a, but. Basically I'm saying, all right, like, if you think about what might have been, all right, well, I don't feel that bad about Saquon Barkley if Mixon can continue to play like this.
Correct.
But the difference between Diggs in week one and Keenan Allen in week
one,
night and day. Yeah. I would 1,000% prefer Stephon Diggs compared to Keenan Allen.
Yeah, and I think we would probably, even sight unseen with Keenan Allen, just based on what we were hearing from Chicago versus what we were seeing every day with Diggs in the middle of July, I think we would have been saying that from the day that camp started, you know, with Diggs and Allen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals.
We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So cash the ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When?
I think with Caleb Williams, and it's 1 week, I'm not going to sit here and act like I've decided what he's going to be already in his career, but it's the classic, and we saw this with Bo Nix too, and Bo Nix has other issues on that offense other than himself, but you see sometimes with the really physically gifted and talented players, the quarterbacks in the preseason, you see the plus side of the scouting report because they're doing it versus backups and vanilla defenses. So some of the crazy circus stuff or making plays with their legs, you see that. But there were plays in this Bears game which were very – I went right back to when they played the Bengals and they're playing all the Bengals backups. And there were plays in that game where you're like, all right, that was impressive, but I don't think he does that versus starters. Right. I'm watching week one of Caleb Williams and I'm like, yep. That was the exact same thing he tried to do versus backups, yep. And he got sacked.
Yeah.
This is some of the stupid stuff. He tried to scramble out of pressure on a screen where, the offensive linemen are downfield. Like, you can't, like, why are you,
it's
you either
got to
run
that.
Or throw the ball away. Yeah. Once you can't throw, and you got to, like, he's running around. And so it ends up being a sack. This is the kind of the stuff that CJ Stroud is more savvy about as a young player. He turned the sack into, even if he had taken a sack, it would have been like a 6 or 7 yard sack. He turned into like a 17 yard sack because he's running backwards trying to scamble around. No, you either got to run yourself or throw the ball away. And there were a lot of instances of that where he looked like an erratic rookie.
Yeah, I'm excited for Sunday, man. We'll see. It's at 7 right now, the spread. 7.5 is a big one to get to. Like, that's the one.
Yeah.
We're at a number right now.
Over a touchdown.
Yeah, it's more than one score. That's a tough one to get to.
I say all that to say this, listeners who will be at the game. Caleb Williams looked a lot like a rookie, but also his offensive line was not helping him at all. The interior offensive line looked like clowns with three left feet.
Mm.
Like, even by clown standards, they were wearing clown shoes.
Right, right.
Like, if you took a clown and then put extra size clown shoes on the... Or, you know what they looked like? They looked like clowns wearing galoshes on their clown shoes.
There you go.
So, So they were trying to... It looked like they were trying to move in clown shoe galoshes.
I need some galoshes on my clown shoes.
Get the noise going early and often and turn this into an absolute train wreck for the Bears. Yes, it'll mean that we sacrifice Bobby Slowick to the Bears next year if he chooses to take the job, but still.
Good call, Seth. Deshaun Watson, here's the latest. The NFL is reviewing an allegation accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and battery, per CBS Sports NFL insider Jonathan Jones. The league, this is the big thing. The league, as of right now, is not considering placing him on the commissioner's exempt list because there are no formal charges, and they've just begun to review the accusations. So the NFL is investigating, and for those just getting up to speed, we know that Deshaun previously sued for varying degrees of assault back in 2021 for various massage setting incidents. Tony Busby was the attorney for all those women back then. He is the attorney for the woman that is suing Deshaun now, who is going under a pseudonym, Jane Doe. Busby gave a statement yesterday to CBS Sports. This is an extremely serious matter. We intend to pursue this case with the same aggressiveness with which we pursued the others. We want a jury trial. Oh, boy. As far as any specific comments on the facts of the case, we believe the lawsuit speaks for itself. End quote. And this reminds me, too, Seth, it's not happening this time. I remember the first time when the first lawsuit came out back in 2021 in the middle of March from Tony Busby, and it popped up on Instagram one morning. And the reaction was like, all right, well, this happens with athletes all the time. And even Deshaun himself posted on social media like, oh, there's this lawyer who's trying to get money from me. And remember that when the first lawsuit came out years ago? And it's different this time, man. Like, for me at least, like, okay, like Busby, that Busby's representing this woman is significant to me.
Funny's not the right word to use, but I see in Cleveland everybody going through the same things we saw here in Houston. The various conspiracy theories now about why the Browns owners have maybe put his contract out there, or like, why are they, you know, like, this is something that you know, would benefit the owners if somehow they're able to void Deshaun Watson's contract. Anything and everything to take away attention from the fact that, okay, this is now well over two dozen various instances of this, and Tony Busby isn't involved in all of them. At some point, maybe Deshaun Watson has a little bit to do with this.
Yeah,
this is like it just now. Not that I want to defend Brown's ownership or everything. The Haslams are vile, despicable, loathsome. He as a person is. I'll throw his wife in there too.
Yeah,
his wife, who's like, as they're standing up trying to say that Deshaun Watson did nothing wrong. She's also pointing out how long it takes for counseling to fix somebody like Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
So I guess the upshot of all this is Deshaun is going to play. You know, the commissioner's exempt list, for those who don't know what it is, that's where they park players who are being investigated, who have been charged with something criminally. They park that, like, the Adrian Peterson is probably the most prominent example. When he got charged with abusing his child back in, you know, it's been a decade now. You get put on the commissioner's exempt list while everything's getting hashed out. You get paid while you're on, but you can't play. Deshaun's not going to get put there. Deshaun will be back on the field going 12 for 26 for 118 yards this weekend and two picks like he does every weekend now.
You know what this feels like? Well, whenever a Deshaun Watson thing comes up, whatever feeling it is, when sometimes you ever catch yourself like instinctively like checking to see if you have your mask before you walk into a store from COVID. For a long time, it doesn't happen hardly ever, but every now and then I'd still be like, ah, crap, do I need a mask? Like, it kind of got burned into you for a little bit there.
Yeah.
Cause it was such a pain in the butt to go back to your car and get your mask.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I kind of like, oh, I got to do all this same crap.
We actually don't. We can just report on it like it's a news item. It doesn't really affect us here, you know? So that's the latest on Deshaun. Let's get to headlines. Next segment, if you missed it, the Astros lose last night. We'll get into that. Texans begin getting ready for the Chicago Bears. We'll hear from CJ Stroud later on today. And a whole lot more coming up in headlines. That is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.